thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Fabulous producer Rob Center at the right spot in the room. He's on the other side of the glass, and he's going to take good care of us today, so we appreciate that. In the studio, Samantha Pearson is back, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation Elm Street Manager, and the Walk It, Bike It Coordinator, the WIBI Coordinator. Welcome aboard.
Hi there, Mark. It's good to be here.
Walk It, Bike It, WIBI. Do you use that name at all? Did anybody use that?
We say WIBI.
WIBI. Oh, okay. Yeah. We got to say it right. If you're going to be hip, you're going to have to get the right pronoun. WIBI. Okay. I like that. That's a good name. All right. Well, you and I were here a month ago, and we talked about tourism, and we opened a lot of eyes. It really started a lot of conversations about the additional number of bikers around here, bikers that are visiting the valley to go on the rail trail, or bikers that are doing another trail around here, you know, doing one of the longer rail trails. Trails or Pine Creek Trail, for example, but then coming here.
Yeah, and we actually, I was glad to be to get word of an event actually happening up in the northern tier. So, like you said, the Pine Creek Rail Trail is a potential big draw. In addition, now that we have really the eyes of what are called gravel cyclists on our area, people are realizing there's a huge amount of potential here. It's a little harder to connect sort of a whole bunch of disparate little gravel loop roads, but there is the potential, and that was what was being talked about last week up in the northern tier. Actually, a national speaker was in talking about he has a website called Path Less Pedaled, he was talking about how there could really be a lot of sort of destination focused things where you go stay at a specific site and do, you know, gravel loop rides from there. We were up, he gave several workshops along the Route 6 corridor, which Route 6 is not exactly something anyone really wants to bike along. It's got a huge number of trucks, and but it does have all these biking amenities or potential biking sites near and around it. So it was a really eye-opening discussion.
Well, I think of the Lumber Trail somewhere up on the Northern Trail. I have not been on in it. People who love bikes talk about it.
I am not familiar with that. Doesn't mean it's not up there somewhere. That's one of the things. I mean, I do these Hidden Lewisburg tours because everything, as far as I'm concerned, is an insider experience. So that might be an example. Like, I've never heard of that. I will look into it.
Well, it's a logging trail.
Okay.
I don't have any idea.
Oh, were you talking about the old logger's path?
Yes.
Ah, Sorry. Okay. That's a hiking trail.
Not biking.
Well, no, I do know at least a couple people who bike it, but also someone who broke his collarbone biking it.
Okay.
And when I got to the part where he broke his collarbone, I was like, how do you even carry a bike up this? So, that's a little different. That's like hardcore mountain biking. Gravel biking is like distance, but on that ultra bumpy surface. In fact, the consultant was being asked, why do people want to ride on gravel? Because it used to be that cyclists are like, we need pavement. In fact, cyclists are one of the reasons we have paved roads all over the country. The cyclists back before the car were militating for this. But the biggest thing is basically that gravel riding is hard, and therefore it's a more effective athletic challenge. So people do it because it is hard. You know, because riding 100 miles on pavement for them is easy. They want more of a workout.
All right, and we saw this come to fruition when Unpaved happened last year. Folks don't remember what that was about. Recap what that was, and we know they'll come back.
Sure. So Unpaved is a sort of national class gravel ride that starts right out of Lewisburg at the Miller Center and heads out the rail trail and off into Bald Eagle State Forest. It has a series of different rides on the combination of trail, a little bit of road, and then gravel roads. The different routes are everywhere from a 30-mile loop out to a 120-mile loop, and the 120 has over a mile of worth of elevation change. I mean, it is seriously hard climbing involved. And so this happened last year in October. For the first time, there were, I believe, 600 riders. This year, we are expecting 800. It'll be the Sunday of Columbus Day weekend. And there's going to be all sorts of other activities sort of around it. We're going to do a a bike rodeo the day before. There's going to be a fall festival, which will also include the registration that the Downtown Partnership is doing in Huffnagle Park the day before. The Children's Museum is involved. You know, all sorts of groups and organizations are going to be able to sort of highlight themselves and everyone, just the general public, have fun. We also just encourage people to think about how they can connect to you know, this idea of our location as a really prime tourist destination.
And what is it, the power of suggestion? All you have to do is maybe people have to see people biking all over these roads?
Right. Well, so again, that one is less on roads and more sort of combination. A few roads to get from, you know, they take Strickler and off into Bald Eagle State Forest to begin, and then they come back the whole length of the rail trail for the long routes. But it does take a little bit of a leap of imagination to just get your brain around that many people flying in from, you know, around the country, people coming from all over the Eastern Seaboard, bringing their families, and just seeing our place through new eyes. A lot of people, you know, they know the landscape around here, but it's very different when you're outside of a car, when you don't have that cage. You know, I mean, everyone likes to ride in a convertible occasionally, but not many of us do. A bike is permanently convertible, right? So the top is always down, and it really gets you that very immediate connection to this landscape that we live in. And people went away just stunned and enamored of the place we live in. Just the valley has these, just one beautiful view after another. It's just a continuous assault on the senses of just gorgeousness.
Right, we tend to take it for granted and maybe not appreciate really none of its value for us, but it may be a value as an attraction for other folks. So that's something. So what do you do to encourage people to try biking if they haven't done it in a while? I know you've often talked about the bike rentals that are available around here. What else happens?
Well, so actually, that's an interesting question. We have the River Road Holiday coming up, and River Road Holiday is an occasion where we close a section of existing infrastructure, a piece of our road infrastructure, to cars for an afternoon and open it up for people without cars to do what they will with it. And that could be walking, it could be running, it could be biking, it could be just sitting, you could skate, you could scoot. But you could also, last year, we also had two tandems on site, and I gave people, you know, who wanted to give it a spin, a try on the back of a tandem to
is
see
it
what...
Is it hard to ride a tandem on?
It really is not hard to ride a tandem. I mean, it can be challenging to ride a long distance on a tandem with someone you don't know, but it's... So it's really not hard to ride a tandem. You have to be able to sit on a bicycle seat, you know, so so it's not quite for everyone, but it's fairly easy. We also invite people who just aren't used to or haven't ridden in a while to think about it, you know, to come out and they can walk. You don't have to get from point A to point B. You could ride 50 yards and be like, okay, now I'm walking. You know, it's not a race. It doesn't have a set course. It is what you want to make of it. We haven't. I know that I have mentioned being thrilled that, say, Jordy Comas, a councilperson in Lewisburg, had mentioned he'd only learned how to ride a bike fairly recently. And I think that's an interesting thing to realize. We are capable of learning new things as adults. And so I would encourage people, if they are interested in trying to figure out how to learn to ride, feel free to get in touch with Walk It, Bike It, and maybe we can help line things up for you.
All right, Walk It, Bike It. If folks aren't familiar with what Walk It, Bike It is, go ahead and give us a quick remark about what that really is.
Sure. Walk It, Bike It is a committee in Lewisburg that is working on encouraging and improving walking and biking in the Lewisburg area and beyond.
And that's important because we want people to know that they don't necessarily have to drive to get around. You don't have to drive to get around in Lewisburg. It's not, depending upon what your destination is, it may be amenable and easy to do. It may be more difficult and harder to do.
Well, and that's one of the things we're both working on awareness and advocacy and also improvements, because nationally and locally, well, nationally, there's a huge number of trips that are bikeable distances. They're like basically a mile to a mile and a half long. And even locally in the Lewisburg area, there are a lot of destinations that are sort of within these bikeable radii. The question becomes whether it's safe enough and whether, you know, the infrastructure is there for it. And so we are doubly tackling that, trying to make people aware that, you know, thinking about how to fit this into their own lifestyle and also think about what improvements need to be made in order to make that feasible for more people.
Fundraising, you said your name was on the Raise the Region list.
So for Raise the Region, Walk It, Bike It is part of the Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation. So the Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation is a 501c3 and a participant in Raise the Region. And Walk It, Bike It is one of our projects, along with Rivertown Team and the Bull Run Greenway, various things we're working on. We were thrilled to have many supporters come out that day, and we raised just over $1,000, which was basically what we were aiming for, and that goes towards a combination of things like events and projects like River Road Holiday.
All right, and I have in my notes about a raffle. You're holding one?
Yes, we do a raffle in association with River Road Holiday. We won't, so the drawing will be at River Road Holiday, which will be on Mother's Day afternoon, Sunday, May 12th. The event goes from 1 to 5, and we do the raffle drawing at 4:30 that afternoon. You do not have to be present to win. We just want to make sure as many people, you know, people may have a constraint on their Mother's Day, or they might only be able to come to the beginning of the event. So we don't want to constrain them in that way. But we are still lining up prizes, but we have confirmed we have top prizes, another bike from Earl, basically $350 towards the bike of your choice, whether it's an entire bike, a kid's bike, or a discount off a bigger bike.
All right, we're going to talk about more about that in our next segment at 7:40 or so. We'll finish the conversation about the raffle, where people can get tickets when the time comes to get those, and we'll finish our Weeby conversation. Walk It, Bike It coordinator Samantha Pearson is here. She's from the Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation. When we come back, we will talk about the bike survey that was conducted several years ago and an update that's coming to that, and you're going to get some assistance from Buck Now University, so we'll get that conversation going at 7:40 or so this morning.
Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
All right, we're keeping an eye on a no-injury accident on Route 11 north and south at State Hospital Drive in Danville. That is definitely gumming up the works there. Just the usual volume problems in Sunbury, slow getting on the Priestley and Edison Bridge. Is very slow getting past the Market Street light today. Things are fine in Northumberland. Route 11 northbound is the usual slowing in Danville, and Route 54 eastbound is now delayed. Longest delays in the valley right now, that north and south 11 at State Hospital Drive at Danville Elementary, bumper to bumper traffic there, and a mishap earlier today coming up the location there. 7:46 in the morning. Samantha Pearson is here from the Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation. She's the Elm Street manager and is the Weeby coordinator. Walk It, Bike It Lewisburg is an organization that really brings up, talks about, promotes, advocates, tries to affect positive change, make sure that it's the information is out there. People are aware of bikes that are out there and people that are aware that you can bike to work. We've had one bicycle commuter that commutes really all year round, right? As long as the weather's satisfactory.
For me, yeah. Although I have to say that my commute is so short that I hesitate to call myself a bike commuter.
Okay, all right, so that doesn't really qualify. But you use a bike to, you'll bike today if the weather stays
dry, definitely,
right?
Definitely. Okay. And I used to bike commute in Baltimore and Boston and Miami, and Switzerland. And
Yep, you just bundle up so that nothing is showing of skin, and away you go. All right, yeah, I've done cold weather biking myself. So, all right, so we are here today to talk about some things that are happening. When we last spoke, we were just wrapping up our raffle conversation. So tell us about some fundraising that you're going to do, and we'll see you at the Arts Festival with this and some other opportunities.
Sure. So, yeah, the raffle, just a couple other notes in addition to the Earl's Bike Prize. We usually do a bike safety kit prize. We have a CrossFit Lewisburg gift certificate, and we're working on but haven't quite finalized the details on a $100 discount on a lodge stay at a bike-friendly lodge near the Pine Creek Rail Trail.
All right, so that is going to be interesting for somebody who likes biking. This might be a good raffle to get involved in. A CrossFit gift certificate. That's kind of a funny, not everybody likes CrossFit.
It's like, okay.
like giving somebody a certificate for open heart surgery or something.
Well, you could give it as a gift to someone who you know would like it.
Right, pass it on, absolutely. No, and it has good value because it's a really healthful place to be involved in. All right, so that's a raffle. How do you get a ticket if you want to get more information when the time comes?
Sure, so as I mentioned, the drawing will be on Mother's Day, and we'll start selling the tickets a month before that. So that will be mid-April. You'll be able to get tickets from any Walk It, Bike It committee member. I don't have the prices off the top of my head right this instant, but I know it was like an arm for $20, an arm worth of tickets.
Okay.
It's something like, well, so I'm not going to try to quote that. It is, if you search for bike raffle on our website, it's still going to be the same prices as last year.
And not implying it costs an arm and a leg to
buy. No, an arm worth of tickets.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay, so that raffle's coming up. So we're going to watch LewisburgNeighborhoods.org.
Yes, LewisburgNeighborhoods.org, and also if you just do WalkItBikeItLewisburg.org, that'll actually take you to our Facebook page and for Walk It, Bike It, and you can pay attention there.
All right, fantastic. We will. Now, you were at a bike summit recently. Tell me about that.
Sure. It was out of our region, and it was officially the South Central PA region, but there was a lot of good stuff there, and since we don't have such an event up in our area, several of us, like from Center County and other parts of our area, did head down. It was down in Carlisle, and the reason it was in Carlisle is Carlisle itself is a town, and Dickinson University have both been really committing to sustainability in general and improving their walkability and bikeability. Carlisle has done some really wonderful improvements on High Street they reduce truck traffic radically, actually. So that was very interesting to see. And they also just made everything much more bikeable and walkable. They now have walking and biking maps and routes, combination of paved paths, paved bike lanes, low-stress streets, and unpaved off-road paths. They're working on connecting to the Cumberland Valley Rail Trail, although there is still a gap. They get to one little mile of it, and then there's a gap that they're still trying to work on constructing.
All right, so they're working on that, but go ahead.
So the summit in general was just about biking in the region, biking around PA, and about getting everyone onto bikes. So there were people from charter school that does something like our road holiday, but gets every student in their school, like 1,000 students, either walking or on bikes to City Hall every year. There's an open streets event in Carlisle where they just provide bikes and helmets and locks and lights to a huge number of kids. They work with Bicycle Recycle out of Harrisburg to get bikes to needy kids. They also there was also a program from Lancaster that was there, Pedal for Peace, which was really impressive. Very enthusiastic fellow who has sort of stumbled into creating an international organization. He's been invited for Pedal for Peace to Africa and China and all sorts of places over the past year, just doing what he does, which is engaging at-risk youth and getting them engaged in productive entrepreneurship and leadership building related to cycling.
Oh, wow. Okay. And that has a wide range of implications in a lot of ways. So these are the kinds of things that they're talking about there and doing and in the early stages. The kinds of things we can be talking about and in the early stages of doing here.
Potentially. I mean, the United Way of the Greater Susquehanna Valley is working on different kinds of things related to cycling. Earl's Bike Store right now helps to get some bikes to needy people through the Community Action Agency and the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. Again, that bike could be a connection to a job if you can bike there. But in Sunbury, for example, that can make a difference for an individual or a family needing to connect to work. So I'm happy to, you know, try to work with those organizations to help make those things happen when possible. We also, when we were down at the summit, were very interested in, they had a bike law clinic, and there was an entire discussion of the ins and outs of insurance and what to do in the event of an accident. There's also a bike safety or road safety consortium developing, and so a lot of our materials that we've been developing here with our Walk the Walk, Drive the Drive campaign, just reminding everyone to treat everyone respectfully on the road and what that really looks like in detail. We're going to be sharing that, and they're going to be sharing back with us graphics and signage they've been working on for things like trail etiquette, like on bike trails and roadway etiquette.
Well, I see a bike summit in our future.
I think we're a little out of their region. I think we're going to keep going to the BSCPA summit, but I think we're going to be going in larger and larger numbers.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, fantastic. Well, then eventually, as that knowledge keeps trickling up here, you're going to see that wherever we find you.
Yep.
We're going to find you at the River Road Hollow. Well, first we're going to find you at the Arts Festival.
Yep.
And that's early in April.
No, it's late in April. Arts Festival is the end of April. Actually, by then, we'll be at the Arts Festival with our bike valet. So you can ride your bike if you live in the area down the rail trail and come into town if you don't want to deal with the parking or the remote parking, and leave your bike with us. If you want to purchase something that's a little large, you can. We've made arrangements. You can leave it with the folks at Brushstrokes. If you can't ride it, ride back with it. And you'll be able to pick it up later in the week.
The valet's near 6th Street?
It's actually at 5th and Market, right in the parking lot of the Mifflinburg Bank and Trust branch in Lewisburg. We just have a tent or two set up and some bike racks, and we will be staffing that all day. You will be able to buy bike raffle tickets that day. You will also have the opportunity to find out more about a new bike survey we're doing. There had been a bike survey done in 2006, back when we had the Lewisburg Traffic Advisory Committee. We worked on that, and we're sort of surveying people's current and desired biking destinations, distances, what were the barriers. We're doing a follow-up. Right now I'm working with a team of students at Bucknell as part of the Environmental Studies 411 capstone course, so they're seniors, and this is one of their final projects. They are updating that survey. So much has changed from a biking perspective since 2006. Of course, the rail trail came into existence, things like the high school moving outside of town, also the creation of the Penthouse Commons as a destination. So there are a lot of things that are different now, and so we really need to check in and see how people are now, using this network, and see what the new issues are, see whether it's just a reinforcement of what we'd heard before, make sure we're on the right track with the initiatives that Walk It, Bike It is working on.
Right, make sure that you're not doing something that worked elsewhere that people aren't interested here. You know, that kind of thing may happen. All right, and when you're at the Arts Festival, late April, you'll have another one of your hidden Lewisburg tours?
Yeah, so at the leaving from the Bike Valet tent, we're going to do a Hidden Lewisburg bike tour. So the bike tours are not on Market Street, which would be insane during Arts Festival. The bike tour takes a route along the edge of town near the waterways. So we check out the former industrial edges of town, look a little bit at the industrial history, the natural resources that are right there in town. So we'll start at 2 p.m. that afternoon, Sunday, I believe April 27th, at the Bike Valet tent, and then we'll head out to Buffalo Creek and then loop around to the Lewisburg Landing.
Your websites again, please.
You can find more information at lewisburgneighborhoods.org or at walkitbikeitlewisburg.org. That one will actually take you to Facebook.
Always. Thank you so much for the updates. We'll see you next month. We'll talk more about that survey, and we'll find a lot more about what these students are doing. So we think that's great. They're helping. Thank you so much.
Great to be here.
Samantha Pearson, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation Elm Street Manager and Walk It Bike It Coordinator.